Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1885, James Mershon.
This is an app, excuse me, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a bait and tackle shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.352 acres more or less, lying southeast of Roxana Road, also known as Route 17, 990 feet northeast of Zion Church Road, also known as Route 20. On this application, the applicant did submit with the application a survey and site plan. I need to pass down. We also received some agency comments, first one being from the Department of Transportation, also known as DLDOT. On August 30th of 2010, we were provided with comments in the form of a support facilities report, which references that a traffic impact study was not recommended and that the current level of service C of Roxana Road will not change as a result of this application. From the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, we received comments on March 21st of 2011 in the form of a memorandum which references that the site is located in the Roxana planning area, that the use of a on-site septic system is proposed, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update will be required, that the proposed bait and tackle shop is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service at this time, that when the county does provide sewer service, it is required that the on-site septic system be abandoned and a connection made to the central sewer system, and that a concept plan is not required. Gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions. Received no additional comments from any agencies or individuals to date.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? All right, sir, if you'd please come up, give us your name.
Hello, Jim Mershon.
Mr. Mershon, you've heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you'd wish to add?
Not really. That I've owned my own construction company since 1997. We bought that property in 2000. I built my house in 2001. My father used to own a tackle shop. Construction was very good for me even these last couple years, but I want to diversify into something more than just, you know, depending upon me day in and day out for, you know, sustenance.
If construction's been good for you the last couple years, I'm wondering why you'd want to do anything else.
While I can't afford it to start another business, now would be the time.
Okay. All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Mershon. If you're not familiar with the conditional use process, myself and the other gentlemen generally we ask questions. This is your time to answer. You know, if you have something that you may particularly want to request, since it's a conditional use, such at some point I'm going to ask you what days of the week you want to be open. It's for purposes of moving this forward and giving us information. So,
okay, I understand.
You've got, I've noticed on the site, you've got an existing building noted here on the site plan. That is where you would...
Yes, that's the building.
This is where you would like to operate from.
Yes.
Also on your site plan, it shows a dumpster. I don't know that that dumpster is there now, today, but if...
Yes, there
if
is you, one now.
There is one?
Yes.
I would, if I were to look favorably on this as well as the other commissioners, we would probably want that screened from view.
Which
from
would be
the neighbors.
Okay.
And I've noticed that you have planted, and as noted on the site plan, you've made an effort to plant some type of screening trees. Some of those inevitably have not made it through the winter.
Exactly.
Do you have plans to replace those so the buffer would remain intact?
If need be. As a matter of fact, all the ones that lived are the ones right between that shop and the neighbor's house. It's the ones further back.
Mm-hmm.
More in between the open field that has got burned up this past winter in
yes.
the summertime.
Yes.
But if anything needed to be done, I would obviously I would keep the trees replaced.
I want to ask you a little about the business. The application says bait and tackle shop. Is that seasonal?
Seasonal as far as probably like, you know, March through October, November, December. You know, November, December won't be so much fishing, but more as far as people get ready to buy stuff for the holidays.
Mm-hmm. So we should treat this as that it's probably best for you to be able to be open 12 months out of the year.
If my greatest hope would be that it would be successful enough that I could keep it open year round.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure. Do you see there again, as I say, the application says bait and tackle shop. Would you be branching into any hunting or firearm related?
Not firearms.
Items?
No.
No.
I myself am not big on hunting, and I don't hunt, so I mean, it's not worth it to try to get into. There's just too much to get into for hunting.
I've shot at fish sometimes because they wouldn't take my bait. So
I want to try bow fishing.
Are they in a barrel?
Yeah. How about any sales of boats or any personal watercrafts?
No, I mean if in the future something came out like for like a consignment, but nothing as far as like new or nothing. I mean, I'm just trying to open up a mm-hmm. bait and tackle shop right now and get get my feet on the ground and yeah. see what happens.
Because that is something that the commissioners could deliberate on that would allow you, certainly on your own property, to sell your own John boat, say, but not on consignment sales.
If I did, it would be a small consignment. It wouldn't be like I'd have 20 boats out there. I mean, I don't know if you have to limit it or something, but I mean.
Uh-huh. Do you see, because you do have neighbors, do you see any outside sale or storage or items like that being a detriment to their property value? Have you?
Not at all. My neighbor is a mag towing and a service center. I mean, they have stuff for sale out front all the time and equipment in and out. I mean, mm-hmm. I think I'm less impacted than they would be.
Yeah, I think we're going to look into that towing company. But that's
I mean, there's a company next door to me that has, in and out, so I don't know what's going on. But I mean, as far as that, I mean, he's got a sign and all that, so.
Yeah. How about food sales?
Besides like sodas and crackers, no. Nothing like prepared or nothing. It'd be like,
if I catch a lot of flounder and bring them there,
No.
So no food sales.
No, nothing like that. No.
He's not going to clean them for you.
No, I'm not cleaning. I'm not none of that.
After you shoot them. After you shoot them.
Yeah.
Your days of the week. 12 months out of the year, we're going to let you stay open. How many days of the week?
Oh, I'm 7 days. I mean,
7 days. And what hours do you anticipate?
In the season, which is obviously, it's summertime, once tuna fishing and everything else, it's basically 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. is usually about the scope of it.
Probably got to be 5 a.m., doesn't it?
Well, luckily, my father owned a tackle shop, and he actually told me, he retired and sold it a couple years ago, moved to Florida, and he's already told me that if I open this up, he'll come up and help me run this. Mm-hmm. So he'll take the 5 a.m. shift.
5 a.m. until?
Until I get done, I guess.
And close at what time?
About 8 p.m. is what we figure about. Usually, by that time, business is, slow and dead, and that's usually only weekends anyway, which is why I have it. At my house, if it's dead, I can shut it down at 6, and it's not detrimental because I live 200 mm-hmm. feet away.
Would your bait be kept inside your building?
Yes, everything.
Freezers. You have a live tanker?
Nothing outside. If I ever did anything outside, I would add on the building and keep it enclosed because weather is just so detrimental to bait.
All right.
You can't keep live bait outside. It just dies too easily. Yeah.
Would you be requesting the ability to have a sign advertising your business?
I would like to have that, yes.
All right, sure. And you'd probably like to have that lighted so when people come up at 5 a.m. know that
exactly.
You're open. Yeah, thank you. Any security lighting?
I have it on the building already. There's six lights around it facing downwards with shields on them.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty. That's all the questions I have. I did hear they were catching crabs.
What was that?
I did hear they were catching crabs. Have you heard
it's
that?
It's starting. A friend of mine, he just caught a huge white perch yesterday, like that big.
But how about hard crabs?
Not yet, really.
No? Okay. Difference of opinion. Thank you.
Time.
Okay. I'm just happy to hear that when you shoot fish, you don't have to dress them. I didn't know that. No questions.
Mr. Johnson.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm glad I'm not a judge because I would have objected to Mr. Smith's leading statements. They weren't leading questions, they were leading statements, but I understand the nature and the fairness, and I appreciate his going in front of me. I have no questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Burton.
No questions for me, I understand.
Mr. Lang.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counsel.
No questions, thanks.
All right, sir, if you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1885, James Mershon? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1885? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.